Meditations on the Spirit Man. Exodus chapter 35, verse 21. My heart is stirred up, and my spirit is made willing, and I serve God. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 22. The Lord stirs up my spirit to do His work. Job chapter 10, verse 12. The Lord has granted me life and favor, and His visitation has preserved my spirit. Job chapter 32, verse 8. I am a spirit being, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives me understanding. Psalms chapter 31, verse 5. I commit my spirit into the Lord's hands. Psalms chapter 32, verse 2. I am blessed because there is no guile in my spirit. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto me because I am of a humble heart, and has saved me because I have a contrite spirit. Psalms chapter 51, verse 10. The Lord has created in me a clean heart, and has renewed a right spirit within me. Psalms chapter 51, verse 17. My broken and contrite heart and spirit are a pleasing sacrifice to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. I am faithful in spirit. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. I am humble in spirit. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. I am ruled by my spirit through God's spirit. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. I am understanding and have an excellent spirit. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. My spirit is the candle of the Lord, who searches all the inward parts of my heart. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. Honor upholds me as I am humble in spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. I am patient in spirit. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. I seek the Lord early with my spirit within me. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. God dwells in me, for I am a humble and contrite spirit. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. God looks and delights in me, for I am of a humble and contrite spirit, and I tremble at His word. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. The Lord has put a new spirit within me. Haggai chapter 1 verse 14. The Lord has stirred up my spirit, and I do the work of the Lord. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. The Lord has poured upon me the spirit of grace and supplication. Mark chapter 2 verse 8. I have immediate perception in my spirit concerning all things. Luke chapter 1 verse 47. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. I wax strong in the spirit, filled with all wisdom, and the grace of God is upon me. Luke chapter 10 verse 21. I rejoice in my spirit and thank my Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, for his revelations unto me. John chapter 4 verse 23. I worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. John chapter 6 verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Acts chapter 6 verse 10. No one is able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which I speak. Acts chapter 18 verse 5. I am pressed in the Spirit to testify of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 18 verse 25. I am instructed in the way of the Lord. Being fervent in the Spirit, I speak and teach diligently the things of the Lord. Acts chapter 19 verse 21. I purpose in the Spirit to go where God wants me to go. Acts chapter 24 verse 16. I exercise myself to always have a good conscience, void of offense toward God and toward men. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 7 verse 6. I serve in the newness of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. I am not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 13. I mortify through the Spirit the deeds of the body, and I live. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. I am not slothful in business. I am fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3 and 4. I can be absent in the body, but present in the Spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to discern and to minister. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. I glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 34. I am holy both in body and in spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. I speak mysteries in the Spirit unto God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. I will pray with the Spirit, and I will sing with the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 16. I bless and give thanks with the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 18. My spirit is refreshed by the fellowship of the body of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. I have the spirit of faith. I believe, therefore I speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. My spirit is renewed day by day. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. I live in the Spirit, and I walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. I bring forth restoration in the spirit of meekness. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. I sow in the Spirit and reap of the Spirit life everlasting. Galatians chapter 6, verse 18. The grace of my Lord Jesus Christ is with my spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. I am renewed in the spirit of my mind, and I have put on the new man, which is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. I worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Colossians chapter 1, verse 8. My love in the Spirit is declared unto others. Colossians chapter 2, verse 5. I can be absent in the flesh, yet I can be with my spiritual brethren in the Spirit. rejoicing and beholding their order and their steadfastness of faith in Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. My whole spirit, soul, and body is preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. I can never be shaken in mind, in spirit, or in word. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but He has given me the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. My adorning is not of the outward man, but it is the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of a great price. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. I live according to God in the Spirit. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21. My heart does not condemn me, and I have confidence towards God. This is the end of Meditations on the Spirit Man.